Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Foam Ball Friday and Weekend Surf Report, brought to you by the Main Street Pub in downtown Melbourne. Today on Friday, we are shinning knee high from the east at about 8 seconds with light morning offshore winds that are going to turn southeast for the afternoon, but they're going to stay pretty light. Now it looks like we might be just a touch bigger for northern Florida than kind of down by the Space Coast. This weekend, we're going to stay around knee high from the east about 8 to 9 seconds. Winds are going to stay mostly light and offshore for the mornings and then turn onshore for the afternoon. I know we're all keeping an eye on next week. The Aaron swell should slowly build a little bit on Monday. Probably not going to be super big by the end of the day. Current models are predicting that the swell is going to continue to build through Tuesday and then peak on Wednesday still. And then we're going to be on a bit of a downward trend on Thursday and into the weekend as Aaron kind of heads north near the Atlantic. Looks like Wednesday is still going to be the biggest day, but we might have north-northeast winds coming in, and that could hurt quality a little bit. Although should back off on Thursday as the storm starts to move away, and it looks like Thursday, while it's not going to be the biggest day, it's still going to be pretty big, and it looks like it's going to be a lot cleaner, so that might be the day to kind of target, but it looks like we should still have a couple leftovers, at least for like Friday, maybe even Saturday, and if it stalls a little off the Carolinas, we might even have surf all the way through the weekend. Now, as always with these hurricane swells, these waves could get pretty big. So, you know, surf within your capabilities, surf with a friend, have fun, but be safe out there. I'm watching another wave of energy that's going to be coming up about a week after Aaron. And looks like it's pretty similar to the way Aaron is acting. So it might be a rinse and repeat. The current long range models have it coming towards us just the way it did with Aaron. So we'll see if this trend of the storms hooking north at the last minute continues. But hey, I'll be back on Monday to give you guys the latest info and update on Aaron. And until then, keep an eye on the cams. That's the best way to know what's going on in your favorite spot. And hey, everybody, thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.